Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we are broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank in beautiful Alpharetta. And folks, if you are tired of the big bank experience, and you know what I mean, 1-800 numbers, and they really don't want to talk to you as a small, medium-sized business, they want to send you off to their call center in 8 states over. If you're tired of that kind of experience, my suggestion is simple. Go to renaissancebank.com, find their local office, some 200 across the southeast ready to serve you, and give them a call. And what you'll find is a live person that is there and waiting, ready to set up a appointment with you where you can actually sit across the desk and chat. And if that's the kind of experience you want with your bank, I'd suggest giving them a try. I know my clients, and I have found a good experience with them. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome Sean Barker. And Sean is the founder and CEO of Cloud EQ. Sean, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you. Let's talk about how you serve folks out there. Introduce yourself and tell everyone about Cloud EQ. How are you serving the market?
Certainly. Obviously, my name is Sean Barker, and Cloud EQ is an IT professional services organization that really helps organizations or helps clients deliver services, deliver their end product by leveraging cloud technology and getting there, getting the ability to move from physical data centers to cloud data centers and then running them when you get there. So that's really what we do. We're U.S. based and India based, and that helps keep the cost model down.
Okay. So a lot there. It sounds like, and we'll get more into the problems you solve for these clients, but when you're talking about running data centers, that sounds like a pretty big client. Talk about your profile client, if you will.
Yeah, our profile client is $500 million and up.
Mm-hmm.
They have large data centers, multi-city, multinational organization that has a diversified IT portfolio and needs help being in the cloud or getting to the cloud.
And it sounds like you have to follow your clients around the world.
Yeah, we do. We have some multinational companies that leverage us across the globe because they provide services across the globe. So we need to be able to support them 24 hours a day.
Gotcha. So what are the big problems an organization like that has that you come in and solve?
Most of the big problems that large organizations have to do with inefficiency, right? You've deployed or put out a bunch of IT gear and it runs, all the time, and it's not efficient or optimized to control cost, right? The goal is to control cost and spend only the money you need to spend when you need to spend it. So we come in and help automate things, make them faster, make them more efficient, and really allow the client to maximize the dollar that they're spending.
Something tells me, Sean, that a company with a lot of mergers and acquisitions has a severe problem here because they're trying to put together a lot of different corporate entities that have different dynamics. And that's where a lot of that efficiency could pop up.
Yeah, M&A is a great opportunity for organizations to become more efficient. The interesting thing is the organization, or Cloud EQ, is formed from a number of Fortune 500 executives, and lots of them have spent a lot of time in M&A and doing M&A. So we're very, very familiar with the struggles, trials, and tribulations you're going to face when doing a merger or a divestiture.
Sure. Right. Yeah. Right. you referenced your team. Tell, dig into that a little more. You know, how did you start the company? What got you into this, and how have you built your team?
Sure. The I personally come out of Fortune 500. I was the VP and CTO of Ingram Micro, which is a wholesale distribution $45 billion IT company. And before that, I was in healthcare. The other, you know, several of other execs come out of healthcare, come out of finance and big pharma. So they, you know, were familiar with that space and well versed in how to navigate some of those waters when you're dealing with large companies. But we've been consulting now for 10 years and decided that, you know, we were gonna form this, put this all together and go drive towards the cloud, you know, Internet of Things, blockchain and things like DevOps, right? Which is just a fancy way of saying build an application, put it together and deploy it automagically into the cloud.
Ah, gotcha. So let's talk about the cloud. That's obviously in your name. That's obviously a focus. Why is that the focus for you?
Well, cloud is obviously what everybody's doing now and has been doing for a little bit. But it's the natural evolution of technology, right? You used to buy a computer and put it underneath your desk. And when you owned a company, you bought big servers and put them in a room and cooled them. It's not terribly efficient. So, you know, getting to, you know, buy what you need when you need it for only as long as you need it is where the cloud is, and it allows the elasticity of both IT equipment or services as well as cost, right? So it allows companies to optimize truly their dollar in what they're spending in technology.
And I guess cost containment's an issue there, right? I mean, at the end of the day, you've got a very efficient way of maximizing the return on the cost that you put out there, right?
Yeah, the cloud itself gives you cost containment. But what we do on top of that, putting in automation, speed to delivery, we optimize the environments, let them run as fast and as clean and as low cost as they can. It tends to pay for itself as we continue to go through this and do projects or manage services. We continue to do improvement and optimize as we go. So it becomes very, very cost effective for companies to engage with us.
You, given the types of customers that you deal with, I mean, you're dealing with large enterprise type companies located cross-border. You know, I wouldn't think they need a lot of necessarily coaxing into working in the cloud, right? I mean, they're pretty much in the cloud right now. But correct me if I'm wrong. Do you still have some companies in that space that you're pulling into the cloud that really haven't made that adoption yet?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. You come across you know, people all the time, and everybody's talking about the cloud. And to your point, you know, we think everybody's already there.
Yeah,
and they're really not. Mm. Right? There's lots of companies who haven't gone for various reasons. It's an expensive transition to make, but once you've made it, it's much better. So it's a long term investment. Mm-hmm. But there are concerns from some companies about, you know, the cloud being secure and the cloud being safe. And it is all of those things if you make it that way.
If you
just kind of go up there and go willy nilly, then you run a risk of being in the wrong place, just as you would if you set up your IT in your data center and, you know, left the doors open, right? So you run that risk. So there are a bunch of companies that haven't moved yet. And hopefully, you know, we'll move with us. But you know, I think that there's going to be movement to the cloud for the next 10 years.
Wow. Sean Barker is with us, folks. He is the founder and CEO of Cloud EQ. Now, you're not based here in the North Fulton, Atlanta area. As we were talking before we came on the air, you're, I guess, in a plane. Your desk is somewhere in a plane, 40,000 feet over Chicago or something. Yeah. Talk about your locations and where you hang your hat.
Yeah, I live in Salt Lake City. But I joke and say I actually live at Terminal 3 in O'Hare because I spend my time traveling across the U.S. and as well as internationally. But we have offices, throughout the U.S. and in India. But I'd say for the most part, having offices is a more dated approach. Mm-hmm. And working remotely, especially with COVID. We're largely remote in the U.S. We'll go to a client if we work out of their office. But we have our offices in India and we're expanding into the UK, next month.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. Thank on you. That. Yeah. Interesting. I would love it maybe if we could just take a little detour and you give advice to folks that are suddenly managing a remote company that's more remote than they thought they were getting into with COVID. Mm-hmm. And may not be going back to the model that they were used to. I mean, how have you found running a company like what you have set up?
We've largely been this way kind of all along. Mm-hmm. So it's been natural for us. And when COVID came, it's a big impact for a lot of companies and a lot of clients. But for us, it was kind of business as usual. And today, if you have the right tools, then, working remotely with things like Teams or Zoom or WebEx or Chime or pick your favorite, collaboration tool. It's pretty easy and it works well together. And I find people engaging, they actually engage longer hours and more hours when they're remote than they actually do going to the office because the commute doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
The water cooler chat doesn't happen, which, I mean, there's good and bad in that, right? Collaboration is essential. But you do it right over Teams or over whatever tool you're using,
mm-hmm.
and you can get people instantly all the time. So, people will get up first thing in the morning and check their email, and then, they'll work all day and they'll go have dinner with the family, and then they'll come back and check their emails. And people end up working more, which can also be a stress. People shouldn't, obviously work too much, but
right.
It's with all the tools, I think you're okay.
Yeah. So let's talk. I mean, you're here in Atlanta because you've got clients in Atlanta, and you're just like, Atlanta being a major city, just like a lot of the major cities that you work in, right? So, awesome. So let's talk a little bit about some of the work that's involved. You mentioned cloud migration. You're talking about getting folks migrated into the cloud, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, cloud migration, taking systems from, physical data centers to move them up into the cloud is an exercise and an undertaking you shouldn't go into lightly. Once you've made the decision to go and do that, then comes the hard work, right? Then you got to plan and you got to design and you got to measure. You got to measure several times before you cut, because just like in carpentry, right? If you cut it too short, you can't put it back, right? So, it's the same thing in the cloud, right? I mean, it's a little bit more flexible, but there's a lot of planning that goes into it. And like any major project or major initiative, the hard work really isn't the technology, because the technology is fairly straightforward. There's a lot of work that goes into it, but it's not overly complex. The hard work is the change management within the company, the people now working in the cloud, learning new skills, learning how to do things differently. That shift in the client company, takes time and takes planning, and you have to get it right.
I wish you would say more on that, because what I think people from the outside, including me, look at your company and think technology, and it's pretty left-brained kind of work that you're doing. What you just mentioned was something that's kind of right-brained, really, in a way, right? It's really managing people and their expectations and their hopes and their fears, right?
Yeah, I mean, the advantage for us anyway is lots of us have come out of the Fortune 500, so we've been in these big organizations when they go through these reorgs or M&A or new products, and those things can be can be difficult. People don't know what they like as much as they like what they know. Mm. So when you take away something, whether it's and give them something better, it's still change, right? And that expectation and that service needs to be managed, or those people need to be walked through that in a kind and understanding manner so that they can take advantage of the new tool.
That's very, I mean, I could go down that bunny trail and I would love to. But I guess the point is what you're really selling is, you're selling the technology and the ability to migrate and so forth, but you're also, helping a company with organizational wellness, if I can put it that way.
Well, organizational wellness surrounding the effort and the project that
right.
We're in.
It's, yeah, it's, exactly.
Yes. I mean, because otherwise the project won't be successful. Mm-hmm. Right. I'm a little longer in the tooth than some of the current cloud people in the Silicon Valley and, who are still hanging up their college degree. Right.
Yep. Right.
Mine's been up there a while. Right. But I think it gives us the experience and understanding politically of how to do this. And we do three things. We do projects, we do application development, build applications, and we do managed service. So we can move it for you, help you put in more of it, and then run it for you on the other end, right? Those are and it's just those three things that we focus on.
Got it. So CI/CD and DevOps. That's as deep into technological jargon as I'm going to get. Why don't you explain what I'm talking about?
We like to put up a bunch of letters and let everybody guess.
Including me.
Yeah, fair enough.
Thank you.
CI/CD and DevOps, for those people who are technical in nature in the audience, continuous integration, continuous delivery. And DevOps is a development operations pushed together. But what it really means is to take application code that people write and package it, secure it, deliver it, and modify it automagically, mm-hmm. right? So we can build an approach to take the application code, move it through the system, deliver it to the cloud, and make changes to that going forward. The question is, why would you want to do that? Well, things change quickly, and going in and changing something manually can lead to other problems. If you can do it on a system, you'll know you're secure. You can roll out new products faster. You can stand up 1,000 servers in an hour, and 2 hours later tear them all down.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's something we in the past. You've installed Windows in your life, I'm sure.
Sure.
You knew it took longer than an hour to get through all of those next button steps.
Certainly for me.
But now it's all code. We can just hit buttons and then, obviously if the code's built correctly, you get 1,000 copies of a server or one, and it can take, 3 minutes, 10 minutes, and you're done.
Wow. Sean Barker is with us, folks. He's the founder and CEO of Cloud EQ. Sean, I mean, I've unfortunately got to keep asking the question about COVID and the pandemic, what the effect that has been on for you and your company and your clients.
I think COVID's affected us all, right? Mm-hmm. But COVID's been positive for us from a business perspective, because more and more clients are they're doubling down, they're accelerating their cloud migrations or adoptions or what have you. So that's been very, 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 very good for us. Like I said, we're mostly remote, so it's affected our staff less. We've had certainly family members of staff who have been affected, unfortunately. And that's been difficult. Our office is in India. We've had a couple of our teammates come down with a case of COVID and or their families.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, COVID is, I think the outcome of COVID is a lot more remote work, and it's going to change the nature of business. You know, we encourage everybody to go get vaccinated and let's get back to work.
Yeah.
But I think it's, hopefully, you know, knock on wood, fingers crossed, at least in the U.S. by summer, we should be reasonably okay. I think some of the other countries are struggling a bit more. India is at the moment with 350,000 cases a day, and I don't think they're counting anymore. I think they're just trying to get the vaccine out as fast as they can.
Yeah. Wow. That's tough. So let's talk a little bit about, I guess what makes Cloud EQ different. So there, you know, a lot of folks out there that help with cloud migration and do a lot of the things that you do. I mean, what makes you different?
Yeah, I think we've touched it a couple of times, right? The longer in the tooth, more experienced leadership helps the understanding of a project or a program, the understanding of the politics that go into big companies and how to get a project off the ground and how to keep it off the ground and how to make it successful is a very difficult thing for any consulting or professional services organization to do. We're good at it, right? We work hard at it. The other is, you know, we focus on outcomes, right? It's all, you know, there's a journey, but our goal is to get in, get the outcome, provide the value for the client as quickly as we can. And if we can then do something else, that's great. If you know, we can't, then that's okay too. We're there to provide value and make the hiring individual, the VP or the senior director or the CIO, our job is to make them look good, right? Because if they look good, then they're in good shape, right? Mm-hmm. And the project will go well.
So one of the things I'm curious about, and I'm sure for some of your clients, it's pretty obvious when they need to pull you in. They're making a cloud migration. That's pretty straightforward. They know what that is. But what are some of the symptoms of the illness that an organization needs to see in order to think, hey, we need to bring in Sean and his team?
Yeah, I think there are lots of symptoms that get out there. One of the easiest ones is things are breaking, right? Service is not being delivered. Process is not being followed. Therefore, things break and it becomes visible. And how do we, you know, stabilize something?
Mm-hmm. Right?
Oftentimes, you know, organizations run just smoothly until something breaks, and then everybody panics and calls whomever to come mm-hmm. and help them with whatever's broken. That's one. Another is, you know, your favorite. If you know, when you worked in corporate America, is mm-hmm. everything costs too much, we're going to cut costs. So
right.
And the natural reaction is not, oh my goodness, we're going to bring in a firm to help us cut costs. It's to start cutting costs. But knowing where to cut is one of the ways that Cloud EQ can help in the cloud space, right? We can optimize the environment and reduce the costs, create efficiencies, increase automation, which decreases dependency on manual efforts and ultimately on labor. Lots of organizations today are outsourced, and they don't think they can cut costs around outsourcing. Well, it gives you the ability to negotiate a contract or renegotiate a contract if you can drive down the cost that the outsourcer has to pay to deliver the service, right? So it can put you in a lot of good places.
Now, you've got a lot of content out there, a lot of articles on cloud and on your website. What's the purpose of offering all that out there, free and easy to absorb?
Yeah, we put out content to help the person understand a bit more about cloud, understanding ways that they can reduce costs, understanding ways to migrate, what goes into a migration, what goes into a project. We want to educate people on what they should be doing so that they can do it right or the way we believe is right. And they don't come to us with a forest fire where there's a problem. They come to us with maybe a brush fire or a you know, campfire that they want to put out or fix, but rather than, you know, causing more problems. So we want to educate in general. It's not, you know, step by step how to do this, because that would be, you know, a very, very long book. But the, you know, the high level, what do you do, where do you go sort of thing, we want to give back and share our at least high level knowledge with everybody, right? Mm-hmm. So we can make everybody better. Mm.
Good stuff. Now, here's your chance to brag. I want you to get into a little bit of some of the things that make you particularly proud of your company. I mean, you've been around a while. You've built a great team worldwide. Talk about what it is that makes you proud.
You're right. I mean, we've built a phenomenal team in the U.S. and in India and now in Europe. Right. So the team is great. The deliver is great. Everybody's got a whatever it takes kind of attitude, and we have a list of values, right, that we believe in, and they kind of outline an acronym, which is GSDRFN, which is get stuff done, right, flipping now, right? We want to get things done and do whatever it takes to get them done and deliver the value for the customer, and everybody in the company is committed to doing that. So I think that our ability to exceed expectations, I think, is great. The part of the reason we've built a company that is so good and we believe we can deliver that way is our diversity, right? We have people from all walks of life, some who have been in Fortune 500, some who haven't. I can't think of a race or ethnicity or religion that we don't have in the company, and we honor and respect all of the people in that. And I think when you bring those kinds of perspectives, it makes the whole organization better, because people can bring you different ideas and different impacts that you just haven't thought of, given your own experience, regardless of where you are in the corporation. But adding that makes it a collective, better organization. There was a quote from Ray Kroc who said, you know, none of us as good as all of us. Right. So
sure.
That really helps. And then part of our motto or mission or what have you is to give back in the community.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was 2 weeks ago it was National Volunteer Week. Right. And people in the company, we said it's Volunteer Week. Let's go out and volunteer. Nobody's required to do volunteering, because it's volunteering. It would make it make you voluntold at that point. But but we encourage people to go out and volunteer in the community in the thing that they wanted or was important to them, right? So we didn't say you have to go do this volunteering or that volunteering. And we had everything from walking dogs in a rescue to handing out masks and food in India. It was kind of all over the map, building, you know, food storage lunches, and, you know, you should look at it. It's on our website. There's a bunch of pictures of the whole staff, but it was represented across the globe during that time.
Oh, wow.
So it just brought me a lot of excitement and joy for being able to give back to community. We all make a good living,
mm-hmm.
and we should be able to give back to those who are less fortunate or in need.
Great stuff. And thoughtful comments from Sean Barker. He's the CEO founder of Cloud EQ. Sean, this has been great. And so delighted you're able to be in the studio.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yeah, instead of Terminal 3 in Chicago today. So thank you for that. But before we let you go, I want to get to the most important question. For those that would like to be in touch, would like more information on Cloud EQ, how can they do that?
The easiest way is just go to cloudeq.com, right? Just the word cloud with E and Q.com. And our contact information's there. And you can reach out. We'll be happy to help.
Awesome. Sean Barker, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Yeah. Folks, just a quick reminder that if you've got tasks in your small, medium-sized business that you need to, you really need to outsource, that you're spending way too much time on, administrative tasks, accounting, other issues, that you might be able to gain a lot from giving Office Angels a call. S.E. Escobedo over there, you can go to officeangels.us and find their full panoply of services. My suggestion is just give S.E. a call, 770-442-9246. Explain your problem, and they operate virtually as well. What happens is she picks an angel that is best suited to meet your needs, and they fly in, get the job done, and fly out, and they do it on an ongoing or as-needed basis. I think you'll be pleased with the work that they do. I know I have been in my business. So S.E. Escobedo, Office Angels, give her a call and let her know that I sent you. And folks, just a quick reminder, we would love it, and a request, actually. We would love it if you would go to your favorite podcast app, search for the show North Fulton Business Radio, and subscribe. And I'm making a bold request, which is to give us a 5-star review. It's not about me. It's not about Business Radio X. It's about our guest. It helps people find the show and find and listen to the great work of guests like Sean and the great work they do, and potentially use their services. So we would love it if you would help not us, but them, our guest, in that way. And you can connect with us on social media, North Fulton BRX, and we're on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and maybe some other social media platform I'm not aware of at the moment. But North Fulton BRX is our platform handle. So for my guest, Sean Barker, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.